This is Jennifer Alexander with I Do Me, Series 1, Episode 1. Today I'm going to talk to you about eyewitnesses and how I feel losing them should not even be an option anymore. For a start, I want you to put an image in your head of the last stranger you saw. Could have been at the grocery store, gas station, Starbucks, you pick. Make a mental note of it and we'll go back to it later. Eyewitnesses have a significant impact on criminal conviction outcomes. Sometimes these eyewitnesses are there for murder trials. Someone's life at risk here, and we're relying on a human person capable of making human errors to tell us that this person may have been at a crime area. They may, because we have all heard of a story where someone was ID'd as being a person in a crime, and years later we find out that this was not even the person. New York Times wrote an article November 2nd of 2011 about the reliability of eyewitness statements. Justin Kagan noted in that article in the New York Times that eyewitness testimony should be held by the same standards as anything else unreliable. The head attorney on this case, Richard Guerrero, agreed and remarked that eyewitness testimonies are the leading cause of miscarriages of justice. Yet we continue to rely on them. But why is this? Why is there so much pressure put on eyewitnesses to come forward when there have been proven studies on how unreliable they actually are? An eyewitness is put under so much stress to remember what happened when they are already under stress because of what happened. A journal written by Gary Wells titled Psychological Science on Eyewitness Identification and Its Impacts on Police Practices and Policies goes into detail of the hundreds of wrongful convictions that have been exonerated in the U.S. prisons. Moreover, among the eyewitness identification cases that were proven false via forensic DNA testing, 66.4% of those cases were misidentified persons were African American. The whole other topic that we'll have to talk about in another series, but for now we'll focus on eyewitnesses in general. A publication done called Social Action and the Law, a newsletter by Robert Bernkow, a professor at Brooklyn College, studies eyewitnesses and is shocked to see how unreliable they are, especially when showing the cross-race effect in eyewitness identification, in which it is more difficult to identify someone of another race than someone of one's own race. Unreliable seems to be a common word we keep hearing through this series. The justice system knows that eyewitnesses are unreliable, but that are so focused on getting their cases solved that they will do anything to meet their quotas. It is shameful that the U.S. justice system has not done anything to change it. Human beings are capable of error, especially when we are put in a stressful situation as being an eyewitness. And I want you to go back to think of that person in your head. Describe them in detail for me. Describe all their characteristics, what they were wearing, their eye color, hair color, skin color. Tell me if you're capable of IDing them in a lineup based on your memory. Probably not. Not enough to put someone away for theft or even murder. Characteristics play a huge role when you're trying to ID someone, but most of us are not capable of describing in enough detail another human being. Often this is what happens. We're asked to ID a person when we only got to look at them once. Furthermore, that one time was probably a stressful situation given that you are now being asked to be a witness to a crime. I can only hope that our justice system will see the hundreds of innocent lives that are on the line as a result of eyewitness testimonies and make changes to better the system. With that, I'd like to thank you for listening. Till next time, be safe.